Are you missing your regular serve of hot, salty chips? I know I certainly am. And it seems a lot of people are, because the restaurants are not buying. Demand for the humble hot chip has plummeted as takeaways and even stadiums have closed across the country. Simplot Australia, the largest vegetable processor in the country and major Tasmanian employer, has taken a massive hit. It's a double-edged sword, though, for the company, because while chip demand is down, demand for canned and frozen vegetables has skyrocketed. Managing Director Graeme Dugdale says it could affect how many potatoes they contract next season.
Demand in the grocery sector is very high, remains very strong. There is some indication that the panic buying, if you like, is reached a peak, but it's still very strong demand. On the other side, the food service, and this is the restaurants, the caterers, even the sports stadiums, of course, that demand is reducing very, very quickly as those facilities are either closing down, going into hibernation over this crisis, or moving to different models, for example, takeouts and home deliveries. So we're seeing a combination of extremely strong on the one hand and big reductions on the out-of-home areas.
What does that mean for your company then? Are they going to match up? Do you have to change anything?
Simplot Australia provides frozen vegetables. We're the last Australian-grown frozen vegetable provider of any scale in Australia. Canned vegetables, we have the same there. Frozen French fries, seafood, both frozen, canned, and even chilled, and sauces, Italian sauces. And these are staples. These are staples for people's homes. Most of them have some form of long life capability, be they shelf stable or frozen. So people are stocking up on those. And on the restaurant side, it's mainly our French fry business that is being impacted there as demand is starting to reduce. So yes, we have moved most of our facilities to focus on retail products where we can. But the French fry area is so strongly biased to quick service restaurants like McDonald's or KFC and restaurants that volume will not automatically transition straight to retail in totality, although there will be some shift in that demand as well.
Could you quantify some of this, put it in numbers for us at all? Or?
Well, it's hard to put it into numbers, really. If you looked at all our categories except French fries, we're very biased to retail. So I'd say 80% of our production in the other areas goes to retail, and that other 20% could be repurposed. In food service, it's probably the reverse. It's probably 80%. Sorry, in French fry, in the French fry area, that's probably in reverse. About 80% is food service and 20% retail.
What does that mean for facilities like the one in Ulverston, which processes a lot of potatoes?
We're still working through all those scenarios. It's still very early days, and it's based on the assumptions as we're trying to read the demand profile going forward. We certainly have a clearer view of the short term, but how long this all lasts for is, of course, undetermined. So we've got scenario plans. At this stage, we're making no changes. If this continues for some time, there will have to be either more carryover of stock into next season and or some form of dampening of supply to match up with the demand profile.
Have you made any decisions about planting schedules in the future because of this situation?
No, it's too far into the season for that. You know, right now we're in potato harvesting, 25% of our way through that in Tasmania. Peas are out of the ground pretty much. We've had a very good pea season, thank goodness. Beans, we're nearly complete with beans. That's looking favourable. But some of the worries are broccoli, where we're only 20% through at the moment. Crops are looking good. We just don't like the idea of any weather events, like big rain events that might come along at the wrong time. But that's agriculture, as we all know. So these are too far advanced in planting. We're at harvest now, so we can't really make any adjustments at this stage.
And just back to retail sales at the moment, could you quantify that, how much the increase has been?
It depends on each category, but on average we've seen anything from around 50% in increase in demand last month to 75% increase on certain categories. Very sizable.
If you've just joined us, we're talking to Graham Dugdale, the Managing Director of Simplot Australia. Graham, what happens if someone at one of your factories were to test positive for COVID-19?
Yes, well, we have business continuity plans and crisis plans that have all been scrubbed, I'm sure, like most other companies, spent a lot of time thinking these through. You know, what is the probability? I think it's to be determined, but it's probably quite high that somewhere along the way, one of our employees may well turn up positive results. And in that case, we've got a clear plan of sending people home, getting some advice on how best to clean and sanitize the facility. But really, trying to get people back in the safest possible way has to become a priority. We've split our shifts. People aren't connecting at shift changeovers. We've implemented, of course, all the social distancing protocols. Hygiene, of course, ramped up in all our factories to ensure we're minimizing those risks. Moving to temperature checking to make sure that we try and catch anybody that's showing early signs of symptoms before they progress too far. And a whole bunch of other measures. So I think our focus right now is on prevention, risk prevention, really understanding how critical of keeping those facilities going through this crisis.
But if someone does test positive, how long will the factory have to close down for? And what will that mean for the harvest going on at the moment?
No, well, that's the point. We have to minimize that. So it's unknown, but effectively we don't see it being more than a day. In that case, well, sanitization takes place and protocols are refreshed to make sure that our people are safe.
So in a day, obviously it's not good, but you don't think that would have any pressure on harvest?
We don't think so. We don't think at this stage we have capability to flex intakes accordingly.
Graham Dugdale, he's the Managing Director of Simplot Australia.